Words of Sri Aurobindo. The method of the Gita. To the question in your last letter, there can be no reply except that it is only either a single-minded faith or a fixed will that can give you the open road to the yoga. It is because your ideas and your will are in a constant state of flux or of oscillation that you do not succeed. Even with a deficient faith, a fixed mind and will can carry one on and bring the experience by which an uncertain faith is changed into certitude. It is the reason why it is difficult for me to answer your questions about the different alternatives. I may say that the way of the Gita is itself a part of the yoga here, and those who have followed it to begin with or as a first stage have a stronger basis than others for this yoga. To look down on it, therefore, as something separate and inferior is not a right standpoint. But whatever it is, you must yourself choose. Nobody can do it for you. Those who go and come can do so profitably only if or because they have made the decision and keep to it. When they are here, it is for the yoga that they come. When they are elsewhere, the will for the yoga remains with them there. You have to get rid of your constant reasonings and see whether you can do without the impulse towards yoga or not. If you cannot, then it is useless thinking of the ordinary life without yoga. Your nature will compel you to seek after it, even if you have to seek all your life with a small result. But the small result is mainly due to the mind, which always came in the way, and the vital weakness which gives it its support for its reasonings. If you fixed your will irrevocably, that would give you a chance, and whether you followed it here or elsewhere would make only a minor difference. I suggested the Gita method for you because the opening which is necessary for the yoga here seems to be too difficult for you. If you made a less strenuous demand upon yourself, there might be a greater chance. In any case, if you cannot return to the ordinary life, it seems, in the absence of an opening to the power that is here, the only course for you. It is quite sufficient if there is the firm and constant will towards faith and self-offering. It is understood that it is not possible for the human nature to be always without movements of doubt, obscurity, or things not yet offered, until the inner consciousness has sufficiently grown to make these impossible. It is because it is so that the will is necessary, so that the force may work to remove these things with full consent and will of the mind and heart of the sadhak. To try to reject these things and make the will permanent is sufficient, for it is this effort that brings eventually the permanence. The depth of the sleep in your experience was intended to make you go deep inside, and as soon as you did so, you entered into the psychic and spiritual state, which takes the figure of the beautiful Maidan and the flow of white light and the coolness and peace. The staircase was a symbol of the ascent from this psychic and spiritual state into the higher and higher levels of the spiritual consciousness. Where is the source of the light? The mother's hand was the symbol of her presence and help, which will draw you up and lead you to the top of the ladder.